Time to catch up with the Oracle to find out what we should be watching on the TV. How are you this morning, my love?
I'm feeling great. Ready to talk more Australian actresses.
All right, that's where we started last week. This week, your theme is Snookapalooza. So we're starting with A Beautiful Lie.
Yeah, so this week we're doing a Sarah Snook double bill. She's Australian, and I have followed her career. Like, I've watched a lot of the things that she's been in, and if you go to her IMDb, you'll be amazed at how many things she is. And she is luminous in everything she's in, and I absolutely adore watching her on the screen. In A Beautiful Lie, it's on the ABC. It's actually quite an old show that they've kind of... I've just had a look. It's actually 7 years old.
Yep.
That they've they're re-showing, and you can get it on iView. And it is a modern retelling of Anna Karenina. It's a mini-series, and it's modern, and it's set in Australia. So the story of Anna Karenina, which is a very well-off married lady with a family who is, you know, rich and, you know, sort of in that upper strata, falls in love with a younger man, and he is none of those things, and then the whole thing is a tragedy. But don't worry about that so much. Just watch this miniseries on ABC. It is fantastic, great cast, beautifully acted, and a really tremendous retelling of a classic love story, I guess. And Sarah Snook, of course, is a genius.
I'm amazed that I've never heard of it before, especially when you say it's a retelling of such a well-known story.
Yeah, but if you didn't know that, it doesn't make a difference.
Ah.
It's like watching, you know, it's like watching Clueless and someone says, oh, it's a retelling of Emma. Who cares, right? Just watch it and have fun.
All right. Now, the other one that she's in, and I've seen a little bit of this, and I'd like to watch some more, is Succession, because it stars one of my favourite actors in all the world, Brian Cox.
Look, and he is amazing. And he basically, Succession is one of those very golden era television HBO shows that look specific, have a specific look, they have a specific sound. It's all about the talking and the words, and, you know, there's plot upon plot. The storyline is a disgusting family of exceedingly rich people.
The Murdochs. Yep.
Right? They're the Roy family, and Brian Cox is the patriarch. Apparently in real life, he's the sweetest, loveliest man, but he plays an absolute, like, monster in this.
Mm.
And he has five grown children, and they are equally monstrous, fighting for control. So we spoke about this off camera a little bit, before, about how hard it is to get into the show, because it's got a really specific tone. And I suggested watch a couple of episodes and then just forget about season one, because season three has started. Watch season two. It comes into its own, and it actually doesn't matter. Like, season one, you'll pick it up. The plot is basically five kids in this sort of like Shakespearean way, fighting against each other to get control of the company, but really all they want is their father's love. And Sarah Snook is the only child that's a girl, so she is brilliant in this, and her accent never falters. I mean, Kieran Culkin is like the younger son.
He's a freak in this, yes.
Oh, it is so good.
Would you say that if you liked a show like In the Thick of It or even Veep, that this is a show that you would appreciate? Because it really feels like it's clever people being extremely nasty to each other for our entertainment.
Yes and no. It's not funny.
Oh, like, okay.
It's dark.
Yeah.
It's very dark. And the joy comes in watching disgusting people just be disgusting. Like, there's not a single likable character. There is a character called Greg who's like a cousin who sort of is trying to get into this family, and he's our entree to the world. So he's our kind of person going, looking around going, this is not real, this makes no sense. You just have to not think about that these people run billions of dollars and millions of lives, and just sort of let it wash over you it's sort of more like Flight of the Conchords. It's just really dark and a little bit surreal, if you know what I mean, but it's played very straight. Very straight, dark drama.
That's Succession. You find that on Binge because that's where they've got all those wonderful HBO show. And next week you will find The Oracle, as always, on a Monday, telling us what we should be watching on the TV. Thank you, my love. You have a good week.
You too.